CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration is moving rapidly to turn the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, into a massive immigration detention complex.
According to DHS officials, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is planning on visiting Guantanamo Bay today to assess the administration's efforts to convert the U.S. naval base into a large-scale detention center that can hold as many as 30,000 migrants. So far, two U.S. military flights with nearly two dozen detainees with alleged ties to a notorious Venezuelan prison gang have been sent this week. Officials familiar with the deliberations tell CBS News the plan is to send flights on a daily basis. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The Trump administration is suing Chicago, claiming its sanctuary city laws are interfering with federal efforts to enforce immigration laws. Illinois' Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state follows the law. Attorneys General from Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Connecticut are joining forces in a lawsuit against President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum explains their action.
The reason these three state attorneys general are meeting, along with other attorneys representing immigrants and expectant mothers, and are making themselves available to the press, is likely because they want to make a statement that the president's actions are patently unconstitutional, since the 14th Amendment is pretty clear on the issue of citizenship granted to those born in the United States.
A deadly strain of bird flu has been detected in dairy cows for the first time, and one person in the U.S. has died. Dr. Jacob Glanville is CEO of vaccine company Centivax.
We've had about 70 people infected, and for most of them so far, it's been mild, but we don't know how many mutations it's going to take to make it more virulent and to enable human-to-human transmission.
The spread of bird flu is boosting the price of eggs as chickens are being killed off to prevent transmission. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills has been named the AP NFL Most Valuable Player, and NFL Offensive Player of the Year is Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley.
It's an honor and privilege to be selected the Player of the Year. I would like to give thanks to God first. Without him, none of this would be possible. I'd like to give thanks to my family.
Well, fans are wondering how the NFL may be handling some lyrics during halftime at the big game. Reports say neither the league nor Fox has decided on whether or not to censor Kendrick Lamar's off-color words in his massively popular diss track, Not Like Us. It's the subject of a defamation suit. He calls Drake a pedophile. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it off.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy, the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy, rinse and refresh. It's a dream.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Scientists in Australia are using technology to save endangered species, as CBS's Cooper Lawrence reports.
Save endangered species.
Oh, here are the marsupials.
They've successfully produced the world's first kangaroo embryo through in vitro fertilization.
Super intelligent kangaroos we've been breeding.
Conservationists are calling it a key step towards saving endangered marsupials like the Tasmanian devil and the koalas. Experts say using IVF is still a few years away, but this is a leap in the right direction. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Labor unions that serve teachers, firefighters, police, and other public employees in Utah will no longer be able to negotiate on behalf of their workers, this under a bill that has received final legislative approval. Labor experts say the proposal would establish one of the most restrictive labor laws in the country. Republican Governor Spencer Cox has not indicated whether he plans to sign it or veto it. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and the winds will back down a bit overnight as lows drop to the lower teens. Our wind chills, though, between 0 and 10 above. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs near 30, snow developing for Saturday afternoon. It's 21 at our studios.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to, isn't he a bit like in his nowhere land, making all
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am?
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I
the things that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
She's not there.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Just I ain't no psychiatrist, ain't no doctor with degrees, but it don't take too much time to see what you're doing to me. as she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. As natural as can be, a singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Why?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Go home. Wake up, CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. New York Attorney General Letitia James plans to file a lawsuit with at least a dozen other state attorneys general against the Trump administration over the Department of Government Efficiency. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports they claim DOGE is using unauthorized access to sensitive information that includes Americans' data at the Treasury Department.
They're suing, arguing that in the last week, the U.S. Department of Treasury has given Elon Musk access to Americans' personal private information, state bank account data, and other information that is some of our country's most sensitive data. As the richest man in the world, Elon Musk is not used to being told no, but in our country, they argue, no one is above the law.
Rushel Vogt is now director of the Office of Management and Budget following the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 47, the nomination is confirmed.
Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer spoke against the nomination.
Of all of the extremists that Donald Trump elevated, of all the hard right ideologues who have come before the Senate, none of them hold a candle to Russell Vogt. He is far and away the one most dangerous to the American people.
Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz tells us the NCAA is going along with President Trump's executive order on transgender sports.
If you're assigned female at birth, then and only then can you participate in women's sports. That's the latest NCAA policy change for transgender athletes. The move comes just a day after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban transgender athletes from participating in women's sports, a decision the NCAA says provides a, quote, clear national standard.